Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where you'll find personalized service from people you can count on. And in the news this morning, the Catholic Archdiocese of Omaha says an Iowa man claims he was molested by a priest. The Archdiocese on Friday announced a Carter Lake man has accused the Reverend Al Salinitro of sexually abusing him between 1991 and 1994. Deacon Tim McNeil, Chancellor of the Archdiocese, said the 52-year-old Salinitro denies the allegations. McNeil says Salinitro, pastor at St. Bernadette Catholic Church in Bellevue, Nebraska, has taken a voluntary leave of absence while the allegations are investigated. McNeil said the allegations have been reported to law enforcement and the Archdiocesan Review Board. The letter was mailed Thursday to parishioners and school parents. Salinitro was ordained in 1989. He served as a pastor in parishes in Blair, Laurel, and Omaha, Nebraska. I'll have more news in just a moment. It's 7:08.
This is Mal Sharp for US Cellular. Today I'm in New Hampshire asking, would you rather pay for this Android-powered phone or get it free?
Get it for free.
Okay, well, you're right. And because right now, down at U.S. Cellular, you can switch and get any phone free.
That's good times, free phone.
Yeah. Whether you talk, text, or surf, they've got the phone for you, and they're going to waive the activation fee.
Good to know. Well, I mean, my phone's so old, it has rotary dials.
Now at U.S. Cellular, switch and get any phone free in select markets, including the Android-powered HTC Desire. You'll enjoy the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Data plan and new two-year agreement required while supplies last. Other restrictions apply and vary by phone.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Are you ready to make the switch to U.S. Cellular and their award-winning customer service? Stop in and see us at Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
Police in Sydney reported yesterday that a Mills County man was arrested Thursday on a sexual abuse charge. 19-year-old Zane Lord of Glenwood faces a charge of sexual abuse in the second degree. The charge was the result of an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred in Sydney. Lord was being held in jail without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. An investigation into the alleged incident was conducted by the Sydney and Tabor Police Departments along with the Fremont County Sheriff's Department. Authorities say the driver of a grain-hauling semi has died after the truck slammed into an unoccupied house in Minden Friday morning. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said emergency crews found 53-year-old Calvin Leaders of Underwood unconscious in the truck after the accident. He died at a local hospital. Pottawatomie Chief Deputy John Reynolds says the grain hauler, which was empty, left the road and hit the house shortly after 7:15 a.m. No one was in the home at the time. Reynolds says it's unknown if Leaders may have suffered a medical condition. An autopsy is pending. Sheriff's officials in Page County said Friday that three people were injured, with one being seriously hurt during a crash Thursday evening north of Clarinda. The accident happened around 6:30 p.m. on 140th Street just east of J Avenue. A 1997 Ford Explorer was broken down on the very narrow shoulder of the road and was being jump-started by a Chevy pickup that was parked nose-to-nose of the Explorer. As a 2001 Hyundai Accent driven by 52-year-old Clarence Holste of Bridgewater topped the hill, he was blindsided by one headlight of the pickup. The pickup was also partially on the roadway. Holste wasn't sure which way to go, so he swerved onto his own shoulder and ended up hitting the rear of the Explorer. The impact shoved the SUV into the pickup. Holste suffered non-incapacitating injuries and was transported to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital by Shenandoah EMS. The driver of the Explorer, 62-year-old Sharon Montrose of Clarinda, suffered possible injuries and was transported by Clarinda EMS to the Clarinda Regional Health Care Center. A front seat passenger in the Explorer, 36-year-old Heidi Montrose of Clarinda, was seriously injured and flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha. A report on her condition is not available. No citations have been issued. The Holste vehicle was totaled in the crash, while damage to the Explorer and pickup totaled a little over $5,600. Cass, Decatur, and Taylor counties have added their 4-H history to the Iowa 4-H History by County, a blog detailing the history of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach 4-H Youth Development. The history blog is a partnership of the Iowa 4-H Program and the Iowa 4-H Foundation. The online history notes the importance of the county fair to the 4-H program in Cass County. Now you can view the full history on the blog at www.iowa4hfoundation.org/4H History, and that's available on our website as well on the same story. Over the next 2 years, 4-H staff and volunteers will be reviewing additional county 4-H histories, with 2 to 4 being published on the blog each month. The idea that led to the blog took root 10 years ago during Iowa's 4-H centennial year, when several 4-H volunteers and ISU Extension staff members started talking about writing an illustrated history of 4-H in Iowa. Those early discussions resulted in a 4-H story, Helping Hands, Caring Hearts, an illustrated 4-H ABC book for children. And that book is available from the ISU Extension online store at https://store.extension.iastate.edu. Again, that's on our website as well under this story. And if you'd like to learn more about 4-H, you can contact Susan Oliver at the Cass County Extension office at 243-1132. News time is 7:13.
Carol, can you tell me what is important when someone buys a camera from Rex Pharmacy?
Every customer is different. Some buy a camera for its zooming ability and some for its close-up shot. Others may want to purchase the camera for action shots or image stability. We could see 10 different people and there'd be 10 different ways that they'd want to use their cameras. I could match what they want with several different cameras that we have here in our store. But the most important is they buy a camera for their reasons.
Well, there are so many digital cameras out there. How do they know which one they want to buy?
Stop in at Rex Pharmacy and come see me. I'll walk you through the basic functions. After you've purchased and used your camera, come back and see me. I'll show you more things about your camera. Then you can use your camera to its fullest potential, and in return, you're a happy and satisfied customer. Along with that, you get quality pictures to share and save. Rex Pharmacy, personalized service from people you can count on.
And in our funeral announcements, Joseph Joe Fromm, age 91 of Avoca and formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Joe Fromm will be this morning at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Morris Morgan, age 85 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Morris Morgan will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Janice Irene Taylor, age 85 of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Janice Taylor will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lucille Edith Kiergaard, age 86 of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lucille Kiergaard will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Nadine Ashmore, age 70 of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Creston. Celebration of life services for Nadine Ashmore will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Delmer Curley Peterson, age 85 of Avoca, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Delmer Peterson will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Clara Hansen, age 99 of Florida and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial service for Clara Hansen will be Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Nadine K. Hansen, age 77 of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Nadine Hansen will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Marvin Lee Slim Cumming, age 79 of Menlo, died Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marvin Slim Cumming will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic for all of your photography, electronics, cellular, and pharmacy needs. If you've got questions, they've got answers. I'm Rick Henson for KJAN News.